Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Is how are we going to really almost deprogram these people who have signed up for the cult of Trump?
Experts say they see cult-like behavior.
We have, there are millions of Americans, almost all white, almost all Republicans, who somehow need to be deprogrammed. It's as if they are members of a cult, the Trumpist cult, and we have to be deprogrammed.
Because they've been brainwashed, Joy. I really believe that they have been brainwashed by this misinformation campaign.
So how do you de-radicalize these people? Joining us now is Stephen Hassan. He's a mental health professional who has been helping deprogram people out of cults for decades. He's also the author of The Cult of Trump. There are millions of people who believe that the election was rigged. How do you begin to deprogram them?
Once we educate them, we coach them on how to interact and empower the person to start thinking for themselves.
I think a lot of people are going to have to be deprogrammed.
We had a program addressing white supremacists that we had programs, federal programs, that went towards funding organizations like these that de-radicalized people. And President Trump pulled the plug on federal funding for some of these programs. And so one thing that we know is that we have to get that funding right back up, and we probably need to double, triple, quadruple, or increase funding for these de-radicalization programs.
But we can look to history, though. Definitely breaks that power structure in the South is enforcement, right? There has to be consequences.
David Atkins is a DNC member, as you said. He's also the leader of the California Democrats, and he is suggesting that over half our country needs to be reprogrammed, not just 75 million people that voted for Trump, but the conservatives in this country.
A Bernie Sanders staffer was caught on undercover camera saying that Trump voters should be sent to re-education camps.
What are we going to do with those people that resist the change? Because that's a big deal.
Well, I'll tell you what. In Cuba, what do they do to reactionaries?
They shot them on the beach.
They felt that this counter-revolution could best be guarded against by creating and establishing re-education centers in the Southwest, where we would take all the people who needed to be re-educated into the new way of thinking and teach them how things were going to be. I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill. 25 million people.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities. Once it's everybody's responsibility and not just the households, then we start making better investments.
I have decided we really need camps for adults. And we need the kind of camps that you all run. I mean, really.
The bottom line is all of America needs programming because we've all been negatively influenced by Donald Trump.
And now, a rise of political extremism, white supremacy, domestic terrorism that we must confront and we will defeat.
Believe me, folks, I understand your first reaction to this. It's mine, too. Run, run, run from these psychopaths. But here's the problem. It's not just a bunch of hot air going out over the airwaves or out of Biden's mouth at the Democrat Party. They have the political will to enslave you. And they have the physical will to murder you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We go back now to a special report from Alex Jones on how the Great Reset is being used to make America dependent on foreign energy, which will eventually, of course, collapse our country.
Meteorologists are reporting that this is one of the coldest winters in North America in many, many decades. But that doesn't stop the left from saying we have global warming, and so you need to turn over control of all oil, all gas, all natural resources to them, because, again, carbon is a bad thing. Think about that. You're made up of carbon. The life cycle on this planet is the sun, water, carbon dioxide, and oxygen. You've got to have those four things for life. And they've named one of them toxic and bad. And so they're saying all U.S. power plants that put off any type of carbon dioxide must be banned and shut down, even though we have the cleanest plants in the world. China has no controls on their plants and has energy about 20% the cost of ours when it comes from coal power. If we don't have cheap electricity, you can't have factories and businesses and industries here in the United States. That's why Elon Musk announced yesterday to the Texas Railroad Commission that runs oil and gas drilling that he's going to drill super deep wells all around his space launch bases that he just so happened to put his bases at, knowing he needs his own fuel in the future. But if Obama has his way, those new permits will not be issued. Did you hear what I just had to say? It's very simple. It's like turning a light switch from on to off. As soon as Trump got in, 4+ years ago, the stock market went straight up because America was open for business again. As soon as Biden got in, all the futures have gone straight down because he said we're going to phase out of fossil fuels, period, even natural gas that is totally clean, ladies and gentlemen.
With one signature, President Joe Biden put the whole project in jeopardy.
17 executive orders in action signed by President Joe Biden in his first few hours in office.
This represents an immediate loss of 10,000 union jobs. Pink slips will be going out, unfortunately, in the very near future.
And so they believe whatever the UN says and whatever Bill Gates says and whatever the environmental groups say are good because they believe they're actually saving the earth. But they're not saving the earth. They're only selectively cutting off the energy to Europe and the United States. Spain is the most advanced in bringing in the shutdown of fossil fuels in the last decade. And they're in an ongoing depression. Upwards of half their population is unemployed. And in their youth, in some areas, it's even worse. This is the post-industrial world where we're built off of fossil fuels, we're built off of industry, and now they're taking it away, but only in select areas. In World War II, when British and U.S. bombers began to retake Europe, the first thing they did was bomb oil refineries, pipelines, and power plants. Well, day one, Joe Biden, hours after being sworn in, after being installed as the presidential dictator by the communist Chinese, shut down the Keystone pipeline that's already completed from Canada down to Port Arthur, Texas, that was set to bring in, it was about to be opened, 30 million barrels of oil a day out of Canada, cementing the U.S. as the number one energy exporter in the world. But instead of that being shut down now, Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, along with Soros, own and control the railway that goes out to the west coast of Canada, where the giant Chinese tankers will now load the oil and take it to China. So literally, this is like a giant game of Risk, but it's more sophisticated. Why did the Saudi Arabians fund all the anti-fracking movements? Because they want to shut us down while they're open for business. It's so transparent. This is all, again, a military action against you and your family. And people get convinced to root for their own destruction. That is the purest form of mind control and brainwash. China's refusing to sign on to the Paris Accords. So are other countries. And so it's going to be impossible to develop any more here. You'll only be able to invest there, and that's why they call it the Chinese Communist Century. That's why Xi Jinping is celebrating helping get Joe Biden in through fraud, because this is real military conquest. Now, right over here, there's a local hotel where we're hanging out here in America's beautiful mountains, and it's a perfect allegory of what energy does and what plentiful, cheap fossil fuel energy does versus not having it. So this is really a stranglehold on our energy supplies, and incredibly destructive and incredibly dangerous, and it'll cause a lot of people to lose their jobs, become very, very poor in the United States. But that's part of the Great Reset that Klaus Schwab and others want.
I think it's very important to know that the COVID-19 pandemics just has accelerated certain trends which we had seen before and which actually were discussed in Davos this year, like the lack of paying sufficient attention to the environment. So what we will see now is acceleration of those trends, and of course a unique opportunity to reset our global agenda, to do something about all those negative developments. I include also the lack of international cooperation.
So you see, leftist followers are really just useful idiots. They are helping bring in total corporate discrimination, or siege, an act of war, to cut off Western Europe, the United States, Australia, New Zealand, and Canada's energy, but that every other country and every other major multinational corporation can still use energy with no restrictions or controls. And then the taxes off of what carbon we're allowed to use are paid into private mercantile carbon trading systems literally owned by Bill Gates, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and others. Bill Clinton, Al Gore, they're all huge investors and even own part of the companies, large pieces. So here's a great allegory. We're out here in the freezing cold. Cheap, plentiful natural gas allows this amazing fire for us to warm our hands, just like the sun gives almost all of the energy to the earth that we need for life to be sustainable. So again, if certain countries couldn't have the sun and other countries could have the sun, would that be discriminatory? Well, if certain countries can't have natural gas and oil and coal, that's also very discriminatory. So this is really an act of war. And we've been convinced that, oh, it's for the earth, oh, fossil fuels are bad. And that, it's just not true. The very same big multinational corporations have been suppressing a lot of new systems of energy that are almost free. And then you also see Bill Gates, who's been involved since the mid-90s with geoengineering, they've now declassified. He's running a planetary program to practice blacking out the sun for certain countries. Again, it's all about full-spectrum dominance. It's all about total energy control. So we need energy. We need the sun. We need volcanic energy. We need hydrothermal energy. We need hydroelectric energy. We need fossil fuel energy. We can take all these energies and make them extremely clean. In fact, we've made them clean. But now we're being told we can't have them at all. This is dangerous, this is war, and it gives total power and control to the IMF, the World Bank, the UN, and the Davos Group that admit this is about a planetary takeover called the Great Reset, which is really the great leap forward that Mao Zedong engaged in, that David Rockefeller engineered and wrote articles about in the New York Times. So again, we have got to move against traitors in Congress with the political truth, and we have to support those in Congress that are actually exposing this before our main energy systems are shut down. This is going to become very, very apparent in the next few months as the economy implodes, because the word is out, America is closed for business. We have to stop this treachery, this siege, and this blockade against our republic.
And thank God, ladies and gentlemen, that InfoWars is on the air to report this, because nobody else quite will. Now, I'll be honest, this is this one is big for them to basically steal our oil and give it to China. For all intents and purposes, that's what Biden did. He stole our oil and gave it to China. And, I mean, you think about that. I mean, that's just... I mean, is that treason, putting China above America's interests? I mean, you tell me. But, ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you this. The attacks on InfoWars are back in different ways, and it's not really my place to say what's going on behind the scenes here. Maybe when Alex gets back, hopefully he can enjoy his vacation before coming back, and then he'll break it down. But your support at InfoWarsStore.com is more imperative than it's ever been, ladies and gentlemen. Every day, in fact, we increase that threshold of being closer and closer to the creeping tyranny and the end of free speech. And so shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Get all your supplements. We do have the best supplements. I mean, we basically, it's like you walk in the supplement section at your favorite convenience store or local grocery store or whatever. That's our store. We just have it digitally at InfoWarsStore.com. So shop with us while you can. And remember, share the links. Band.video. TheResistance.video. And now, CantCensorTruth.com. CantCensorTruth.com. I've got more news coming up on the other side, and then more from Alex Jones as well. Don't go anywhere.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Now a battle of wills. Do the American people have the will to be free again? Or does the corporate world government, with their will to enslave us, outwill us in our desire to be free? Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We've got a couple more segments left here. We will be hearing from Alex again. And then remember, on Sunday Night Live tonight, which airs 6 to 8 p.m. on Sunday evenings, hosted by me, 2 hours of your phone call. So that's going to be coming up here shortly. I want to finish up with this news. Before we do that, again, the story is at Infowars.com with the clips and the different news segments. Trump and conservative news remains an existential threat to this country. But, of course, the irony is in the statement. We're the ones that want to save the country. We're the ones with the slogan, Make America Great Again. We're the ones talking about the Bill of Rights. We're the ones wanting to preserve the flag and our history. They're the ones that burn the flag. They're the ones that destroy our history. They're the ones that say America's bad. But then they say we're a threat to America. We're a threat to the Republic. We are America. We are the Republic. You are aliens in your nature, in your human nature. You are aliens to the idea of human freedom. But notice the attacks against Trump continue, including the lies, like in this story from Vox, fake news Vox. Donald Trump's presidency was the worst thing that happened to the Trump brand. And it talks about how bad his business has been since then, and he can't sell the stuff that he normally sells, and now the buildings where his name is up on it, but that he doesn't own, they want to take his name down and terminate his lease and all this other stuff, and it's Trump's presidency. No, it's your lies about Trump. It's your negative coverage of Donald Trump. It's the total inversion of reality of what the Trump presidency was. But that's what they do. They attack Trump. They lie about Trump. They demonize Trump. They lie about him some more. They label him things that he isn't. And then they say, wow, boy, that Trump was really bad, wasn't he? Whew, now his brand suffers. No, you did that. The death by a thousand cuts. That's what they're doing to this country. It's what they think they've done to Donald Trump. Here's another lie. In fact, I bet you the crew couldn't even find this if they tried. I briefly tried myself. Headline from the New York Times. Joe Biden, watch geek in chief. But there was a line in here that really had me rolling. Mr. Biden laid his hand on the family Bible. Yeah, give me a break. What do you think's in that Bible? Wearing a stainless steel Rolex Datejust with a blue dial. A model that retails for more than $7,000 and is a far cry from the everyman timepieces that every president not named Trump has worn conspicuously in recent decades. Wait, what? So Joe Biden is an elitist, wears a Rolex, I guess, is what they're side insinuating here, but saying, no, he's doing it classily. By the way, I'll be honest. I am kind of a bit of a watch guy, not the biggest watch guy you'll meet. Rolexes are actually some of the worst made watches. Constantly need repairs, and they fall off your wrist. They just fall, they just break and fall off. Not even kidding. But they say, a far cry from the everyman timepieces that every president not named Trump has worn. So they're saying, oh, don't worry, because it's all about Biden's one of us. Like, he's not an elitist. No, he's totally an elitist. All he is an elitist, so he wears a Rolex. Hey, that's fine. I like people wearing expensive watches. Rolexes are nice watches. Like I said, I'm a watch guy. I have no problem with people wearing watches. People want to make fun of you wearing watches. No, but it's like when AOC had that expensive watch. Well, she's a dirty commie. So for her to wear an expensive watch, she pretends like she's not an elitist. She is. Same thing goes for Biden. So they're trying to say, oh, don't worry about Biden's Rolex. It's okay. Biden's Rolex is okay. Trump's Rolex is bad. Biden's Rolex is good. Here's the catch. Again, his $7,000 Rolex, a far cry from the everyman timepieces that every president not named Trump has worn. Ladies and gentlemen, and I'll challenge the crew for this right now. But Biden probably has a fake Chinese Rolex anyway. Donald Trump and President Trump never wears watches. He literally never wears watches. Guys, go ahead and do a Google search. Sometimes he'll wear one if he's in his Trump polo for golfing. Other than that, the guy doesn't wear watches. With his suits, never wears watch. You can go type in President Trump, Donald Trump, in his suit, his classic navy suit, tie, sleeve cuffs, cufflinks, never wears watch. Trump literally never wears watch. In fact, I guarantee you that I would bet the New York Times can't even find a picture of Trump while he was the president wearing a Rolex. Unless they have such great zoom when they're spying on him on the golf course that maybe he was wearing one on the golf course. But Trump rarely wears watches. So yeah, there's where he wears watches. On the golf course, he likes to wear the watch with the polo. He rarely wears watches when he's in his suit. I'm not convinced by that. I'm not really convinced by that. Could be something else. Point is, Joe Biden wears a Rolex, and they're like, oh, don't worry, he's not elitist. Oh, no. With his, you know, four or five properties taking tens of millions of dollars from foreign nations, he's not elitist. He can wear a Rolex. It's okay. Yeah, there's the story. Recent presidents not named Trump have tended to wear everyman timepieces, such as Timex and Shinola. And Trump just, he never wears watches. So it's all a big lie. But, of course, it shouldn't even matter. They're successful men. They want to wear a nice watch. They wear a nice watch. But see, Trump, he's not allowed to wear a Rolex. He's an elitist if he wears a Rolex. Demonize Trump for wearing a Rolex. Oh, but Biden wears a Rolex. They call him the watch geek in chief. And they say, oh, Biden's Rolex good, Trump Rolex bad. So that's just the basic framework of the media's approach to anything Trump or Biden. Apparently, what is Trump up to out in Florida? Trump drafting enemies list of Republicans for his Patriot Party to challenge in primaries. Sounds like a setup. But that's what's being reported on the Daily Mail. I don't believe this, do you? Josh Hawley, Ted Cruz see approval ratings dip in wake of Capitol riot. Do you believe that for a second? I don't. I don't believe any of these polls. So polls are a big lie. Even our elections are a big lie. Social media numbers are a big lie. TV ratings numbers are a big lie. These people are manipulating everything now. Everything. And so the only reality that you can trust in is what you see in front of your own eyes. Which is sad to say, but that's kind of how it was meant to be anyway. So it shouldn't be that big of a deal. But of course it is when they're rigging all the numbers for Biden. 15,000 dislikes to 1,000 likes, and they just say, nope, those dislikes don't count. Take them down. All the comments on Biden's Instagram and YouTube all saying, hey, you're a pedophile. Hey, quit molesting kids. Hey, quit taking money for China. Hey, you lost the election. YouTube says, nope, ban the comments. Nobody's allowed to comment. You share any evidence of an election theft from 2020. Oh, you're banned. You're not allowed to talk. Oh, that's free speech.
President Trump won in a landslide on November 3rd. But the globalists weren't going to let that happen. They had to have some way to repudiate the populist movement emanating from the United States that spread across the world from the UK to Brazil. They were desperate. They admitted their own publications. They didn't know what to do. And so they put out 80 million fake ballots, violated state law, and stole it bigger than Dallas. And now they're coming after the president. They're coming after you. They're coming after me.
They're shutting everybody off. The internet, they're trying to totally censor us. And that's why InfoWars is still in the fight, because we knew this was coming. We told you this was coming. We were the first main target, and we're still on air at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.video. Without your word of mouth, without your prayer, without your financial support, we can't stay on air. So while you still can, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get storable foods, high-quality products, supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I got something that tells me what it's all about.
Remember, ladies and gentlemen, coming up on Sunday Night Live tonight, the day is 6 to 8 p.m. Sunday evening, hosted by me, 2 hours of your phone calls. And that two-hour transmission is pretty much commercial-free. We take a break at 30 minutes, but that's it. 2 hours of your phone calls coming up. And don't forget about the big sales at InfoWarsStore.com happening right now as well. Here's just some of the examples on our top-rated, top-selling supplements. Pollen Block, 25% off. That's selling out fast. Alpha Power is 50% off. That's selling out fast. We now have Super Male Vitality back in stock, 50% off. Survival Shield X2, back in stock, 50% off. 50% off Lung Cleanse, 50% off Pure Turmeric Extract. Don't forget about the Energize Pack, 40% off Super Male Vitality, Turbo Force, and Alter 12. the Revitalize Pack, 40% off BodEase, VasoBeat Complete, and Knockout. And then the Energize and Revitalize Pack, which is all six of those supplements, 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your new year started off the right way with the Energize and Revitalize Pack. And, of course, if you don't have emergency food supplies, now is the time. Those are available at InfoWarsStore.com. Every day we're on air is a blessing, folks. Every day you pick up these transmissions is a blessing. Do not take it for granted. Shop at InfoWarsStore.com and share the links. Tell your friends and family about our transmissions. People are hungrier than ever for truth. And, you know, I've noticed other people who you wouldn't expect are starting to take up that mantle, take up that challenge of trying to red pill other people. And so I see it all the time when I'm out now, whether it's the grocery store or the gym or whatever. People just making, like, you know, snide comments about how, you know, Biden didn't win, how, you know, the COVID's fake, the mask doesn't do anything. You just kind of hear this, and it's like, oh, finally people are waking up. You know, took them a while, but hey, they're waking up, and they're nice people. They're not, you know, loud or boisterous, but they, you know, they want you to know, so they kind of give it. And I met this immigrant family from Vietnam. They have a 19-year-old son, and he was just cracking me up, just ripping the liberal media, and I mean, first-generation American, he gets it. But, of course, see, the first-generation immigrants actually get it, whose parents came here through the legal method and who fled socialism and communism and didn't come here for handouts. They get it, and they see the threat more than anybody. Sad, though. There is buyer's remorse happening on the left, though, on the liberal progressive Democrat side, like Lee Una, a union that campaigned for Biden and did marketing for Biden on the internet, saying he stands with us, so we stand with him. Lee Una for Biden did all this promotion of him to get him over the hump. And then, what's this from Lee Una? Pipeline construction has been a lifeline for many Lee Una members across the country. The anticipated decision to cancel the Keystone Pipeline will kill thousands of good-paying union jobs. Oops. Ouch. Ooh. That's your voter's remorse face right there. Am I nailing it? You want some more? There's a little more here. Lauren Wolf. In fact, there's more from this one. Former New York Times writer now. We'll get to that in a second. Yeah. We'll get to this, guys. Hold on, though. It's hilarious, this refrain of cancel culture, as if it's actually anything. Lauren Wolf from the New York Times. Oh, there's no such thing as cancel culture. Oh, what's this? My friend and family, Lauren Wolf, was just fired by the New York Times after they were pressured by fascists for what she said when she said she had chills after witnessing Biden's landing on the 20th. Oops. There's no such thing as cancel culture. You're canceled. How does that one taste? Voter's remorse. But pull up the site, guys. So there's a Twitter account and there's websites now that are fully dedicated to the voter's remorse that Biden voters are going through right now. Guys, put it. Biden voters posting their L's online at Biden L's. This thing has been active for less than a week. I mean, guys, I'm telling you, it's the same thing. I feel bad. I shouldn't be laughing. But it is kind of comical to see all these people that voted for Biden that are now like, I just lost my job because of Biden. He just stabbed all the unions in the back. I've been canceled. What is going on? It's like, you see, I forget. They really believe the mainstream media. They really believe the mainstream media. They really believe their own lies. They really believe their own fantasy land. And so it's odd behavior. It's very childlike, really, to be shocked by this, but they have been mentally retarded. That's what it is. It's arrested development. I'm not talking about the TV show. It's arrested development in that they can't develop their minds to live in reality. They still live in the fantasy la la land of Santa Claus comes down the chimney and puts presents under the tree. Of course, that's ridiculous, but children believe in that. It's an arrested development. You don't have the developed mind, so you just believe in it. All the propaganda's around you, so you just believe in that. That's the modern day liberal leftist, sadly. That's the modern day Democrat voter. Oh yeah, Biden stands with the unions. Biden's for free speech. And then boop, Biden gets in. Half the people on the internet are canceled and he cuts all of our energy and gives it to China. So voters remorse for Biden is only just beginning. A little voters remorse. It should have been Bernie, but he didn't. They stole it from Bernie anyway. But the story is at the Federalist. So the Bernie Sanders meme, legendary viral from the inauguration where he's sitting like this with the gloves. Everybody knows it, right? The gloves. Well, the woman, story from the Federalist, the woman behind Bernie Sanders' iconic mittens had to shut down her business because high taxes killed her small business. Oops. Her name is Jen Ellis. She commented, "People have been contacting me thinking that they can get mittens, and they can't. I don't have any more. And I did have I didn't have much of a mitten business anymore because it really wasn't worth it. Independent crafters get really taken for a ride by the federal government. We get taxed to the nth degree, and it wasn't really worth it pursuing that as a business, even as a side hustle." Exactly. That's what taxes do. That's the entire New World Order in a microcosm economy nutshell. Shut down the little guy. That's why all the movie theaters are being shut down. I mean, look, even an independent movie theater will air. I mean, we'll probably fill all of its theaters with the mainstream media propaganda movies anyway. But it's the notion that they could not. It's the notion that they could air something else. It's the notion they could air a documentary from Dinesh D'Souza. It's the notion that they could air whatever they want. So they have to shut down all the movie theaters. That's happened because of COVID. Same thing with the restaurant businesses. Why do they go after the restaurants? It's the notion that a restaurant could feed you good food. It's the notion that a restaurant will feed you a big, juicy steak. But see, they want total corporate control of all the restaurants, so eventually you don't get meat. You can eat like a bug nugget or a veggie burger. And that's what they're now doing. And by the way, right on time, right on tickety time, Twitter suspends Antifa accounts with more than 71,000 followers. So now they're going after Antifa. They're arresting the Antifa that destroyed the Democrat headquarters in Portland. And now they're banning all the Twitter accounts that Antifa has been allowed to have for 4 years or whatever, been using to organize. So now they're coming after you. We told you it was coming. You called us fascist. We warned you this was the future if you embraced the globalist propaganda. You fell for it. You bit into the bait. They hooked you. Now you're on the reel. You're going to be flopping like a carp out of water. Good luck.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
I want to warn all patriots in the United States and across the world that are listening to my voice. I'm Alex Jones. I've been in this fight 27 years, and I've studied every angle of their operations. And I'm here to tell you as clear as day, they have organizations on message boards and other groups posing as patriot leaders and posing as President Trump, anonymously telling you to have armed marches in all 50 states coming up on the 20th and before that. You are being set up. I was there in D.C. with a million peaceful people, and I watched Antifa and other leftist groups pose as our people and set us up. Thank God the patriots did not engage in the rioting, so only a few people did it, so the thing was a misfire. It was a dud. But the left is hungry to declare all Trump supporters terrorists, and they're planning terrorist attacks and mass shootings on the 20th to blame the American people. Do not be part of it. We are peaceful. We are not violent.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, remember, 2 hours of your phone calls coming up on Sunday Night Live. InfoWars Sunday Night Live, 6 to 8 p.m. Sunday nights. That is coming up shortly. But first, the latest report from Paul Joseph Watson.
There have been over 14,000 COVID deaths since Joe Biden took office on Wednesday. And Biden is personally responsible for every single one of them. Hey, you made the rules, not me.
200,000 dead. As you said, over 7 million infected in the United States. But it is what it is because you are who you are. That's why it is.
But just be thankful that we're in the safe hands of Biden's new assistant health secretary. The individual who pulled her own mother out of a nursing home after issuing a statewide order forcing them to accept COVID patients. It's okay when we do it. Her department also issued guidance to ensure the continuation of the crucial activity of COVID-safe orgies. Personally, I'd be totally comfortable being at the mercy of this salubrious trio. Trump supporters disgracefully rioted on the very night of the inauguration. Oh, my bad, that was BLM and Antifa. Again, not only was Trump blamed for his own supporters storming the Capitol, he was also blamed for 7 months worth of BLM and Antifa's mostly peaceful riots. So now they're rioting under a Biden administration. Who should take the blame for that?
Come on, man.
What happened in D.C. last night was horrible. These terrorists broke into the Capitol and were being violent towards these poor, poor citizens.
All cops are bastards. It's okay when we do it. But hey, at least they only smashed up police stations and set fire to buildings. The precious historical books of women in politics remained untouched. Joe Biden signed an executive order to mandate mask wearing on federal property. But you know who's apparently exempt from that rule? Joe Biden and... his entire family. It's okay when we do it. But still, at least the same media that hyperventilated whenever Trump failed to wear a mask was hot on the story. No, wait, a single question was asked by a Fox News reporter and he was immediately brushed off.
Why weren't President Biden and all members of the Biden family masked at all times on federal lands last night if he signed an executive order that mandates masks on federal lands at all times?
I think we have bigger issues to worry about at this moment in time.
The legacy media also had far more pressing issues to pursue.
Like the color of Biden's airplane.
Will he keep Donald Trump's Air Force One color scheme change?
This is such a good question.
The CNN COVID death toll tracker has also mysteriously disappeared.
I think we have bigger issues to worry about.
Bigger issues like welcoming our new dear leader.
Those lights that are just shooting out from the Lincoln Memorial along the reflecting pool... It's like almost extensions of Joe Biden's arms embracing America.
Joe Biden today, certainly he was commander-in-chief, but he was also papa-in-chief. Inauguration felt more like a church service.
Like a priest explaining something from the Bible.
Like after a good sermon, the congregation doesn't want to go home.
And the sun started shining during his ceremony, Wolf.
He is the better angel president.
Jesus Christ!
The most popular president in U.S. history.
Thank you, it's from the district.
The odds are not in your favor, and while they tell us to put our masks on, both literally and metaphorically, theirs come off. The world is about to be reminded that the military-industrial complex, for whom Joe Biden is a puppet, is infinitely more dangerous than Donald Trump's offensive tweets. President Biden is considering reversing Trump's drawdown in Iraq by adding thousands of troops to combat growing terror threats in the region. Wow, it took the resistance president all of 24 hours to turn the war machine back on. We're sorry for that 4-year interruption, and now back to our regularly scheduled programming. Finally, a return to normalcy. Biden may be about to return American foreign policy to the Obama days of catastrophic interventionism, arming jihad, toppling secular leaders, empowering Islamists, and causing international migrant crises, Middle East 2021 to 2025. But hey, at least if you want to complain about any of that, the White House website will guarantee to record your proper pronouns.
President Biden has removed the Diet Coke button. When I interviewed Donald Trump in 2019, we became fascinated by what the little red button did. Eventually, Trump pressed it, and a butler swiftly brought in a Diet Coke on a silver platter. It's gone now.
Yeah, are you sure it just hasn't been repurposed to order drone strikes on Middle Eastern wedding parties?
I am especially proud to be the first president in decades who has started no new wars.
Now that Trump's gone, the real, authentic, grassroots resistance is back to save America. The Boeing Company, Goldman Sachs, and Bank of America. killing kids in the Middle East while hollowing out America's economy for the benefit of weapons contractors, Wall Street, and predatory transnational corporations. All hail the resistance! Just a hunch, but if your political consensus is shared and amplified by every major cultural institution, establishment media empire, and billionaire tech oligarch in the world, maybe, just maybe, call me crazy, but maybe you're not the resistance. Just a hunch. But with Orange Man Bad having lived rent-free in their heads for the past 5 years, some leftists are struggling from withdrawal symptoms.
Goodbye and good riddance forever! May every future history book remember you as the egotistical shit stain.
But yeah, you've totally owned him by having a badly drawn dick permanently ingrained on your body for life. This leftist celebrated Biden's victory by defying his dying Trump-supporting father's wishes to be buried. By having him cremated, dumping his ashes in the garbage, then bragging about it on Reddit for dopamine and social media clout.
Hans, are we the baddies?
Can't be said enough. We topple the dictator.
Because as everybody knows, the only way to topple a dictator is to vote him out of office in a democratic election. How white liberals think fascism works.
You're finished!
No, please!
No more waking up at 3 a.m. full of existential dread. Tonight we sleep like we used to when we were 5, and we fell asleep in the backseat of the car, knowing that Dad was in charge, and nothing bad could happen. Good night, America.
Yeah. Dad's in charge now.
Come on, man.
But at least Biden's...
That's them admitting, like I said earlier, that they're in arrested development. They're all like little children.
The vast majority of whom continue to call for the creation of an NKVD-style secret police to treat Trump supporters like domestic terrorists, have them removed from society and thrown into re-education camps.
Radical extreme conservatives, also known as domestic terrorists.
So much healing. So much unity. Quick question, Joe. But how can there be unity and healing when many of your supporters want to literally expunge tens of millions of Americans from society?
But if leftists had stormed the Capitol, you'd support it. Yes, they are fighting for a good cause. Fascists are fighting for a very bad cause. This should not be difficult.
It's okay when we do it. After it was revealed that the Capitol riot was almost entirely planned on Facebook and Twitter, both were banned from the App Store, had their servers pulled, and were completely wiped off the internet. Oh no, that was Parler. It's okay when we do it. Trump himself went out on a whimper, announcing a pardon list that was the most depressing since Schindler's. Julian Assange and Edward Snowden were told to go whistle, while a bunch of criminal rappers were set free, including a mate of Snoop Dogg who lobbied for the pardon of drug kingpin Michael Harry O'Harris. Snoop Dogg being the guy who literally simulated assassinating Trump in a 2017 video. You know what? I think I'm finally tired of winning.
There are a lot of people that want us to take action against Facebook and against Twitter and frankly against Amazon.
Yep.
Amazon also. A lot of people want us to take action.
Are you going to?
I can't say that, Tucker. That I can't say.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and of course, all of the reports and all of the streams and the archives are at band.video. Band.video. All right, that does it for the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday. Sunday Night Live kicks off in 90 seconds. 2 hours of your phone calls. The number, 877-789-2539. We open up the phone lines now on InfoWars for 2 hours.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.